DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. On Thursday, the UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has expressed his frustration at the continuing violence preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need of help.
Not one single convoy in 1 month has reached any of the humanitarian besieged areas.
He cut short a weekly meeting of the UN Aid Delivery Task Force on Thursday in Geneva and said his group would reconvene next week with what he hoped would be a discussion of action instead of wishes or promises. For the first time since a deadly cholera epidemic broke out in Haiti in 2010, the United Nations has admitted that its peacekeeping troops played a significant role in the spread of the disease, which has killed nearly 10,000 people and infected hundreds of thousands of others. A spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the UN needs to do much more to address the cholera epidemic in Haiti and promised a significant new set of UN actions to respond to the crisis. Thursday's announcement came 10 days after the completion of a confidential report that is said to have sharply criticized UN involvement in the crisis. Myanmar's leader, State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi, met with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday. Xi said he hoped that the 5-day visit would strengthen the relationship between the two countries, which has suffered as Myanmar pushes more democratic reforms and stalls Chinese-funded projects in the country, notably a $3.6 billion dam project in the north. Aung San Suu Kyi said that both sides are advancing relations and deepening mutual understanding, but said nothing of the dam. From Washington, this is VOA.